The monthly meetings of the Illinois State Board of Education are pretty low-key affairs. But last month it got interesting. That's because a group of outsiders came to raise an alarm.
I want to encourage my minority students to be teachers. I try to. I always have. But I wonder if I'm giving them false hope.
Teacher Linda Wegner was there speaking for the Illinois Education Association, a teachers union, and she was there with a warning that unless the board intervenes, Illinois' teaching force will become whiter. Why? Because the number of African Americans and Latinos getting into Illinois' teaching schools has plummeted. Wegner and others at that meeting pointed to a change in the admissions test that those students need to take to go to colleges of education.
We're seeing a diminution in the number of minority candidates who are passing this exam, so we're worried about it.
This is Gary Chico. He chairs the State Board of Education. He listened closely to Wegner's comments, and he told her he's seriously alarmed about the data. But he also said the board had feared this might happen when it raised standards for the TAP. That's the Test of Academic Proficiency. Now, if you want to teach in Illinois, you have to pass the TAP. But in 2010, the board changed what it takes to pass. It doubled the scores required for each section of the test, and it also limited students to five tries.
It was really part and parcel of that overall movement to increase the rigor of various standards that affect the entire profession.
But now it's been 3 years and the numbers are in. The overall pass rate for the TAP is way down. It's fallen by more than half. But it's fallen even more for non-Asian minorities. Take this. 60% of African Americans used to pass the TAP. Today, it's down to 17%. And for Hispanics, 70% used to pass. Now, it's 22%. Many are careful to stress this does not mean that minorities are less capable.
If you think about who have we been undereducating in the past, it tends to be low-income and minority students.
Robin Staines is with Advance Illinois, an education policy group. She rejects the idea that there has to be a trade-off between standards and diversity.
I think it's a mistake to paint it that way, as that somehow we have to make a decision or a choice.
Staines points her finger away from the test and towards colleges of education. She says they should be doing more to recruit talented minorities. But the truth is, Illinois is seeing a trade-off. And you might ask, why does that matter? Well, it matters because year after year, the white student population in Illinois has shrunk. This year, it's barely over 50%. At the same time, the share of white teachers has stubbornly hovered around 83%. There was already a mismatch, and many feel the TAP is just making it worse. Some say that's okay, at least in the short run.
Don't we want kids to have elementary teachers who have a solid grasp of these subjects?
Arthur McKee is with the National Council on Teacher Quality. They lobby to raise teacher standards. He says Illinois made the right changes to the TAP and that the state should keep this course.
We actually think it's a good assessment. We believe that teachers should generally be drawn from the top half of the college-going population.
Nationally, that's where things are going. Lots of states are trying to figure out how to make the teaching profession more selective. Some want to weed out candidates after they've finished their degrees at colleges of education. But others, like New Jersey and Nebraska, are taking approaches that look like Illinois'. They want to narrow the pool at the front end. They're also worried that this could limit diversity. Illinois is the early adopter that shows it could. Practitioners on the ground agree that we need smart teachers. But many also say their students learn better with teachers from their own culture.
All right, guys, in about 2 minutes, she's coming with the milk, and we'll go ahead and get started with lunch. Thank you so much. You have been excellent.
If you visit Roosevelt Junior High and Elementary School during lunchtime, you'll find kids lining up in the halls to pick up food. The school is in South Suburban Riverdale. Principal Shalonda Randall has watched the student body here change.
When I first started, the demographics was pretty much, I would say, 50% Caucasian, 50% African American. Within a course of 3 years, by 1998 till 2000, the demographics went to 100% African American students.
Randall says she was one of only a couple of African American teachers back then. But when she became principal, she made it a priority to hire more teachers of color. Today, More than half her teachers are African American.
I just think it's so important for children to see people that look like them in positive situations so that they can see that African Americans, our teachers, our principals, are in positions of power and authority.
Randall says she doesn't compromise the quality of her teachers for race, but she worries that the TAP may be locking out people who might make really good teachers. She says Illinois should keep high standards, but measure teacher aptitude in a variety of ways.
Ms. Joseph, hello. My name is Joyce Jackson. Yes, I would love to do an interview with you.
Joyce Jackson thinks by any other measure, she'd be deemed worthy to teach.
You can hear the shakiness in my voice because I've just come from taking the basic skills math portion of the new TAP exam. As you can hear, I am so upset because I have yet not passed it again.
Jackson's lifelong dream is to be a teacher. She's been on the board of Randall's school district for 13 years, and she went back to school herself a few years ago. But after 7 tries at the math portion of the TAP, Jackson still hasn't passed. Now, my editor had me take the TAP to see what it's like. It's a 5-hour computer-based test geared toward a college sophomore level. It's doable, but it's no walk in the park. This is a rigorous exam. And it's kept Jackson from getting into teacher training classes. She says she's reaching the end of her tether.
I also have enough credits to switch a major and go maybe into sociology or social work or psychology. So
I spoke with several College of Education deans who said many of their minority students are giving up on teaching for other fields. Jackson says it breaks her heart because all she wanted was to teach her students they could be anything they want. Odette Youssef, WBEZ.